After three failed commands, the computer automatically began to worry about Nedry. But since he had gotten in with proper authorization, the computer would assume that Nedry was lost, trying to do something he couldn't accomplish from where he was. So the computer asked him again where he wanted to be, and Nedry said, security. And he was allowed to remain there. Finally, Wu said, here's the kicker. He pointed to the last of the commands Nedry had entered, white_rabbit.object. What the hell is that? Arnold said. White rabbit? Is that supposed to be his private joke? It's marked as an object, Wu said. In computer terminology, an object was a block of code that could be moved around and used the way you might move a chair in a room. An object might be a set of commands to draw a picture, or to refresh the screen, or to perform a certain calculation. Let's see where it is in the code, Arnold said. Maybe we can figure out what it does. He went to the program utilities and typed, find white_rabbit.object. The computer flashed back, object not found in libraries. It doesn't exist, Arnold said. Then search the code listing, Wu said. Arnold typed, find_listings, white_rabbit.object. The screen scrolled rapidly, the lines of code blurring as they swept past. It continued this way for almost a minute and then abruptly stopped. There it is, Wu said. It's not an object, it's a command. The screen showed an arrow pointing to a single line of code buried amidst innocuous lines of instructions. Arrow on white_rabbit.object call link, parenthesis security perimeter, parenthesis set to off. Son of a bitch, Arnold said. Wu shook his head. It isn't a bug in the code at all. No, Arnold said, it's a trap door. The fat bastard put in what looked like an object call, but it's actually a command that links the security and perimeter systems and then turns them off. Gives him complete access to every place in the park. Then we must be able to turn them back on, Wu said. Yeah, we must. Arnold frowned at the screen. All we have to do is figure out the command. I'll run an execution trace on the link, he said. We'll see where that gets us. Wu got up from his chair. Meanwhile, he said, meanwhile, that somebody went into the freezer about an hour ago. I think I better go count my embryos. Ellie was in her room, about to change out of her wet clothes, when there was a knock on the door. Alan, she said. But when she opened the door, she saw Muldoon standing there, with a plastic-wrapped package under his arm. Muldoon was also soaking wet, and there were streaks of dirt on his clothes. I'm sorry, but we need your help, Muldoon said briskly. The land cruisers were attacked an hour ago. We brought Malcolm back, but he's in shock. He's got a very bad injury to his leg. He's still unconscious, but I put him in the bed in his room. Harding is on his way over.
Harding, she said. What about the others?
We haven't found the others yet, Dr. Sattler, Muldoon said. He was speaking slowly now.
Oh, my God.
But we think that Dr. Grant and the children are still alive. We think they went into the park, Dr. Sattler.
Went into the park?
We think so. Meanwhile, Malcolm needs help. I've called Harding.
Shouldn't you call a doctor?
There's no doctor on the island. Harding's the best we have.
But surely you can call for a doctor, she said.
No, Muldoon shook his head. Phone lines are down. We can't call out.
He shifted the package in his arm.
What's that? She said.
Nothing. Just go to Malcolm's room and help Harding, if you will.
And Muldoon was gone.
She sat on her bed, shocked.
Ellie Sattler was not a woman disposed to unnecessary panic, and she had known Grant to get out of dangerous situations before. Once he'd been lost in the Badlands for 4 days, when a cliff gave way beneath him, and his truck fell 100 feet into a ravine. Grant's right leg was broken. He had no water. But he had walked back on a broken leg. On the other hand, the kids. She shook her head, pushing the thought away. The kids were probably with Grant. And if Grant was out in the park, well, what better person to get them safely through Jurassic Park than a dinosaur expert?